Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Yeah, more of the same. It's a simple problem solution thing. And so it's sort of like pressure, reduction in pressure. So it's kind of like a physics argument. We go from being pressurized to being depressurized to being pressurized, stress, and then we get the reward of finding a solution to the stress. So it's really just an endless cycle of problems and solutions. And you can sort of see that that's really what you live for, because once you have a solution, it only takes you about 10 minutes to find another problem. And so you just go through the list of problems, seeking your solution. And yes, you can compare it to something, I think, graphically unpleasant as popping a pimple. It's an unpleasant process of building up the pressure, the pain, the discomfort, and you get the relief of finding your solution. And, everything's sort of like that, and that's all there is. And so my problem is attempting communication and trying to be persuasive. And but then there's other little problems, like I just noticed I could fix this camera a little bit. Well, it's a little better. So yeah, we can just constantly keep finding things to fix. Chair needs fixing. I could fix that. And that's all life is just keep finding these things that are inadequate, insufficient, broken, stressful, pressurized, and then finding the solution and the gratification and comfort and all that crap of solving the problem. And so I haven't been able to solve the problem of figuring out, how to explain something very simple, and why I even should have to explain it. It just seems so, the whole do not God thing. I mean, explain to people how, well, you probably shouldn't believe just stories made up thousands of years ago. That's pretty suspect. And you certainly should realize that the world doesn't have any appearance of being guided or run by anything rational. Earthquakes, volcanoes, I mean, we're in a very dangerous place. Coronaviruses, I mean, little crappy, stupid things. Think about all the people killed by the Black Death. Cholera is probably the number one killer. I don't know, dysentery, cholera, I don't know. Diarrhea, number one killer, that kind of thing. That is a god running the show. Come on, it's too ridiculous. And you're just saying, okay, and then the evolution thing is so well proven, so much evidence, and so you've got to know that's where we came from. We were, in fact, fish, and, we have a great grand ancestor that we commonly share, actually. It was a fish, just a fact. And there's a whole line of fish that we're related to, and then you get to something cruder, trilobite or something. Anyway, and they're just machines, and the whole point of the machines is to have this contest to see who's more durable and survivable. And yeah, it's not a really fair fight, but over time, it's tendencies, And so, I guess it's okay in the sense that, yes, well, obviously it comes out with a result that works. But there is a lot of cheating that goes on, just being lucky, avoiding the plague, So lots of perfectly good genetic code that was destroyed by the Black Plague. Not because it was guilty of being weak. It was just unlucky that it was somebody who had to collect the dead or something and was more likely to get plagued, or a doctor or something like that. They had a much higher attrition rate. So you're just saying, so what are we doing here? What's the game? And the game really is just you're attached to it. Once you're started drawing, you want to finish the drawing. So it's compulsive. But there really isn't any good reason to make more people, to make more machines, to make another machine, to be in a contest to see who's prettier or who can jump higher. Who's lucky enough not to get in some way or other broken or be defective, be stressed, okay, and not have a satisfactory solution, have to live with failure. I've had to do that. I've had to learn to live with failure, and it's no fun. And it's irritating and all that crap, and I don't like it, and I haven't enjoyed it. And I have a negative opinion of life because, there was more problems than there were solutions, more failure than victory. And I'm just lamenting, And then I haven't even had the worst of it yet, right? I haven't gone through the charming process of getting some horrible condition that will kill me. And neither of you either. So all of our testimony about what's worth it is sort of bullshit. In that context where we haven't experienced what could be considered pretty clearly the worst part of it, which is being crushed, killed, and destroyed. Especially when you're not done. When there's more stuff you haven't finished your projects, there's more problems you haven't solved yet, and that's going to be even more frustrating when it's time to go, and then you'll be in a panic to try to finish, and it'll all be slop and underdone, and just won't be good enough. So that shouldn't be that hard to express some sort of reason for pause and some sense that you have to be careful with this capacity to decide to make more people, to make another person, to have to endure the slings and the arrows and the daggers and the horrors of existence, the unrequited love, the sad stories out there, even when you get it and then you have to lose it. Even being a winner can mean you're a very big loser, because what if you do really find some person who's just perfect and all of that crap and everything's just great and you have some great years, and then you have to do this terrible, sad, tragic parting thing. I mean, years ago I had a conversation about the right to die with a guy, and who was an advocate, and he had to, because he loved his wife, he had to go into a nursing home and blow her brains out with a shotgun and then turn the gun on himself, because we can't even recognize that this is your life, is it's ours to deal with, not somebody. Somebody else doesn't have the right to tell you your life is worth living, and insist that you continue to live. That's just insanely rude. And the fact that you have to even have that conversation, that people are so stupid and so ignorant and so cruel and so glib, saying these words or telling these stories won't even mean anything to them. because they don't even have enough imagination to recognize what it would be like to have to experience living that kind of a life, having to do that, having to manifest the courage to, shoot the person you love most in the world, and then kill yourself. It's just fact that there's people who just don't understand. And, they can't understand because their brain is so small in its function that all it keeps saying is, what's in it for me? What does this have to do with me? How does this get me more stuff? I want more stuff. I need more rubies and rhinestones on my shirt. They really just can't have a conversation about anything that means anything because they're too caught up being a silly bird that collects blue things. They just, don't have the brains for it. That's unfortunately, I didn't think people were as dumb as they are. I mean, I didn't think the average person was really that stupid. But I'm seeing more average people, and wow, they're really dumb. So I overestimated the average intelligence, and it's such a mixed bag because you see little pieces of, somebody who has a brain in a mire of ignorant morons, and so every now and then one of them, walks and talks like a human, and it fools you, into thinking. There's some hope, but no, there's it really is bad. Again, just how incapable of having a rational, logical conversation just isn't within their competency. And so it doesn't mean anything to talk about the fact that you're not doing somebody a favor by being their parent. And if they do happen to end up smarter than you, they're not going to think much of you. Just a fact. Or the recklessness and sloppiness of your decision. It's an insult, frankly, that you would be so glib and disconcerned with the welfare of this thing you've obligated to play, a very limited and silly game of conquest, I mean, I can't even find the words to describe the definition. There's no definition of winning, right? Because the stupid people think they're winning, and that's the same thing as winning, right? Is thinking you're winning. So it's all just a matter of perception in terms of what they feel. So for them personally, yeah, they win as long as they think they're winning. But the world doesn't win, and reality doesn't win. Because they will just, they will wallow in their own illogic in the end, okay? Because they won't die wonderfully, and it won't end happily, and it won't be some great story. It'll just have a lot of herpes in it and stuff. It'll have a lot of stuff that's not pleasant. People. Anyway, take a pause and see if I can go anywhere from here except to say, shit, it really is tough to have a conversation with people so frickin' stupid. I mean, you really have to explain why they probably shouldn't believe a 2,000-year-old story, or even a 700-year-old story, or whenever it was formally turned into a little booklet of bullshit. Come on, too ridiculous. All right, back. I took notes, but, you know, it just doesn't really... They just don't say anything. I mean, trite things like, well, the problem you don't make doesn't need a solution. So if you don't make a problem, you don't need a solution. It's pretty, it's pretty obvious, something to live by. Should be one of the Ten Commandments or something. Don't make a problem, and then you don't have to find solutions. You don't have to work at it. But the whole idea of imposing, the very idea of creating something for the purpose of entertaining some notion you have of a necessity or a use or a function, when there's no function except for it to struggle and die. What's the point of that? Have problems, sometimes find solutions, and, you know, maybe most times not, be frustrated and die. And that's some sort of gift you've given. That's some sort of nice thing you've done. No, it's just stupid. And for what purpose? So, again, apparently there's some social disconnects where people don't get things. So I hate to keep bringing up little stuff that happens in my real world, and I don't really want to get into that. I would like to. But, you know, you have to live with people. One of these motorcycle people. So he has an obnoxiously loud motorcycle, and then he has obnoxiously loud music playing out of it, and it's obnoxiously not in even English. Okay, so you're saying, what does this guy live by? I mean, what is his notion of, you know, a rational thing to do with your time? How could it be interpreted as anything else other than I am attention whore and I like irritating the fuck out of people? I mean, what's the agenda? And so if people have that kind of, if that's what they think is productive or useful or cool thing to do, you're just like, well, okay, yeah, this is really going to be a tough conversation. Because, that's really stupid. It's just being a blight. It's being, it's like having your dog shit in your living room. I mean, it's just annoying and irritating. It's a problem. It's not a solution. It's a problem. And who would want to be a problem on purpose? So, I mean, how many people are doing that? You know, how many are people just living for something that's really just so frickin' stupid? I mean, their whole agenda is to make a problem, to make a mess, to be dirty and filthy and and a blight. You know, that's fun. And they even print on their jackets, blight. Well, I mean, it's a different thugs, but, you know. It's just, and they're proud of it. They're proud to call themselves thugs. It's like, well, who would do that? I mean, why would somebody think that's cool? It's just like calling yourself a disease. It's just, cancer. I mean, what the fuck? Anyway. So, there's no way to, how are you going to reach those people? You might as well be psycho killers. You might as well be trying to explain to the psycho killer how it's rude to, rape and kill people. It's just pretty dismal when you think of the, know, who's got enough brains to even understand enough of the physics and biology to get you to the point where you recognize that it's, you know, it's just circumstantial that we are here. You know, it's not any more meaningful than the, you know, Old Faithful or a giant waterfall. It's just something, you know, these unusual things happen, and we're just one of the unusual things that happened. You know, just machines. And, you know, we're not doing anything better than the fish are doing. We're just doing it in a more eccentric way. So we're just, you know, feed me, fuck me, machines. And little else is going on, except that we're creating a whole preposterous story before we get to the feeding and fucking thing. I mean, we, you know, we put on our fake outfits and our, you know, fake everything and our pretense and our bullshit. And then we, you know, play a whole bunch of word games. And, you know, but that's it. It's still the same real game of just eking out an existence and figuring out ways to, take your advantage. Stop somebody else from getting what you want before you can get it. Or taking it. Or, you know, that ends up just, it just encourages a lot of cheating and a lot of just bad sportsmanship, if you want to call it that. So it's all bad news. Bad, bad, bad. Yeah, sorry. I thought this would be a good video, you know, just to go from the idea of, you know, your existence is just these cycles of problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution. And the solutions feel good, and so you like the game a little bit because of the fun of the solution. You know, the price is way too high. So, I'd be back. Probably. Alright, I'm back. It's been a while. Didn't think of anything new. You know, just this idea that it's all brains are for solving puzzles. Some people are working on really, you know, big giant piece puzzle, like, you know, 3 and under kind of puzzles. And other people are doing more complex kind of puzzles, and trying to contextualize a much more complex picture. So life really isn't all that complicated, though. I mean, it's the yin yang, the black and white, the good and evil, the bad and good, the feel good, feel bad, you know, these simple kind of dance we do, you know, with those two things, pain and pleasure. And, and there's not much else to go, you know, much else to do except play some sport, you know, or some contest. And again, that's just, you know, for the smart people, the puzzle is, you know, composing the right music or choreographing the right movements or engineering, some sort of boat or plane or something. Engineering some solution to some problem of how to get something to do something, fly to the sun and not melt, something like that. So we all have our projects, you know, all have our assignments. And, you know, again, some people are still in kindergarten, frankly. Most of the human race, I guess you could just say, is wallowing in, singing little songs and, eating their graham cracker and having their milk and, it's nap time. And, they're just not doing much that's very complicated, just barely eking to some sort of sense of two equaling two and two plus two equaling four. Really haven't added up much. Haven't done any of the more complicated math. But again, it's just so simple, Obviously, like I said, religion is nonsense. They're all made up stories. They're all silly. None of them are even well constructed. I mean, it's not even a heaven I'd want to go to that I've seen described. They could make up something like we all know each other, and we start to be able to feel each other's. What each other feels, and we have some, and we all end up going to a heaven where we all look beautiful, and we're all perfect by our own definition. So everybody sees everybody else by their own definition of perfection, and we just wallow in some kind of orgy. Now that would be a decent religion, but no, none of the religions come close. Too silly, really. And again, you really have to bring back all the dead things, and you really have to find some way to, make it so it isn't some sort of contest between us and them, something that does connect all the people in some common belief. And, you really can't have, you can't mix the Republicans and the Democrats in the same orgy, that kind of thing. All the stories suck. And, the real story, they suck in the sense that they make no sense and they don't answer any questions and they're just mush and silly baby talk. And all people keep reaching for that. I mean, I find that in the physics conversation where they can't, they can't just stick to the subject of, it's about banging into each other and exchanging their energy, and it's a simple process, and they want to know how the universe got here, or why. And you're saying, well, those answers aren't going to help you any. If we had the answer that told us why there's a physical universe, what mechanism caused it, it wouldn't be some great answer like God done it. It's going to be some mechanical process, some evolution, it's just not going to be some great answer. And it's not going to solve the problem of us just being competitive, survivalist machines, really just eking an existence that often requires us to compromise, the interests of things of equal value to ourselves to gain any gratification. To compromise somebody else's interests. I mean, even those little facts. It would have been nice if somebody, when I was a kid, had told me all these things, like, the fact that if you win, somebody else can't win. And if if you win, somebody else who would have won won't be the winner. And that person's whole life is going to be changed and maybe ruined. If you get the girl, then somebody else isn't going to get her. And, and all of that's going to, screw around with their fate and their destiny. And, I was pretty cautious anyway. I mean, I took everything pretty seriously when it came to getting involved with people. I wasn't at all reckless. I wouldn't play with somebody else's emotions, let's just say. But I really hadn't gone that far where I started to think about the fact that you're changing somebody else's destiny and a rather radical way by you involving yourself in somebody else's life, that their destiny will be changed. And you sort of, if you have any kind of sense of decency, know that you have to probably make sure that the destiny is the best destiny, that everybody's better off, with your solution, the solution that creates, your, that seems to match resolving your problem. The question is, did it make a problem for somebody else? And even just that, even that fact of life, that single fact is enough of a fact for somebody to pause and say, do I really need to make a human being? Because they're going to be in this complex, dangerous circumstance where they will be screwing with other people's lives, and they might even really, really hurt somebody. I mean, get them ruined or destroyed or killed and all that crap. Inadvertently, not trying to do anything malicious, but just trying to gain their gratification. And it might just cost somebody else, might have to pay a huge price for it. Just that. But I mean, all of it. I mean, just again, and why do people, other people don't think about any of this stuff? Okay, so that's because their brain is caught up doing silly puzzles. Putting 2 + 2. I mean, not thinking, because it, I've stated this before, but I mean, I didn't even want kids because I didn't want to have to make any of these decisions. I didn't want to have to decide someday, okay, I'm going to let Junior, mow the lawn. I'm going to trust him, I'm going to give my daughter the keys to the car. I mean, all that kind of stuff is just, oh, no, I don't want to have anything to do with that. I don't want, because, they're never going to be old enough for my set, to meet my, it's just written on the wall, and it happens. One of my sisters, it happened to be an ex-boyfriend by the time it happened. But he's one of those kids who got drunk, 16 years old, whatever, 17, and drove into a tree and died. These are, it's real shit that happens. And how do you live past the shit? How do you sit there and just say, okay, So, it's stunning that people can, that's the glib people. I mean, that they can still advocate for gambling after they've seen, somebody commit suicide because they lost their house, and they'll still say, oh yeah, it's great, gambling's fun, or something like that. I mean, it's just like, how could you keep voting for creating these catastrophes and disasters? They just keep rebuilding the house on the sandbar. just like, they don't. So again, so it really has to do with that thing of being, at some point, I guess there's some sort of notion of being able to imagine if it was yourself and if it happened to you, and then maybe it'll scare you. But somehow people are immune to those thoughts because I guess they think they're always going to be lucky, or they're always going to be spared, or they have some sort of magic powers and the bad thing ain't going to happen to them. Something like that. Because I don't know what would, I mean, I don't know what exactly I did to distort reality so much for me to say I find it unacceptable to be put in all this jeopardy. It's not a good enough deal, not even close enough to good enough. All the uncertainty, the fact that the road to hell is paved in good intentions, the fact that that's a working piece of crap, a meme. The fact that it happens enough times where it's actually true, should be unacceptable. It just shouldn't work that way. We should be able to make things, we should be able to do things with some degree of certainty, and to make sure our intentions, that the outcome matches the intentions. These are things that should be part of the deal. I mean, we have some control. We have little controls, where we can, if you're making preserves or something, you can know that, well, if you heat it for 15 minutes at this temperature, guarantee that, once you put the seal on, you're not going to give somebody botulism. You've defended against disaster. So there's certain things you can do, and then you have some confidence, but there's so many things that we can't have any confidence. And yet people will just keep throwing people into this shit of, traps everywhere. All kinds of jeopardy. Anyway, that's not really where I wanted to go, but it's I'm in a, in between spot, because I'm knowing that this conversation as it is isn't going to get to the people it needs to get to, which are dumb, silly people. So this whole conversation has to be turned into dumb, silly media, where you just have a bunch of ignorant fat people doing shit. Oh, you notice that in commercials now, it's just so vogue. I mean, they're really it's like they're applauding failure. They're making failures into celebrities. It's just kind of funny. Anyway, but that's part of the idiocracy, I guess. But anyway, it has to be turned into media, okay? A simple, dumb game, or, some kind of SpongeBob thing, or some sort of, moronattainment, ignoratainment. It has to be dumbed down, to be consumed, because people are that dumb. It's like you have to smear dirt on it, because they can't appreciate anything that's clean. It's just so backward. Anyway. All right, I'll take another pause and see if there's anything else I can do to reclimate this video. All right, back. So I thought of, if you want to prevent a death, prevent a birth. it's just so simple that there's nowhere to go with this redundant, be born, do this, whatever it is we're all doing, this thing of trying to find a life, and make something of it, do something with your time here, that adds up to more than, itching your mosquito bites, or contriving, people used to use snuff, to sneeze, just so they get a little bit of a, little tiny buzzes. And that even brings up the whole drug culture thing. It's, it's now become so pervasive, and, everybody's got to be on something. I mean, it's either medical drugs, are drugs, and Yeah, it's even that is just such a sign of the desperation people are experiencing in this silly, the lie, that there really are functioning and that there is something to be gained in thinking that we're winning and that we have to make more winners because it's so much win here on Earth. it all goes so well that we got to make more of it. Just so silly. And again, it's just the dumb people that do all the breeding. It's just, they're young and stupid. Really stupid. I don't know. Again, I just don't know how you can be that young where it hadn't occurred to you that this is a hell of a thing you're doing, imposing life on something. Not a trivial thing at all. And people just step in it, so thoughtlessly. And that's surprising. It's just, my own siblings are guilty of, hard to say what they were thinking. They're women, so, who knows what they're thinking. And for a lot of men, it's just not their problem, especially now, where they just they don't even marry the cow, they just sire the victim. Just so dismal. I just don't know how to, kids start off looking like they have every prospect of being, sensible. But you see kids and, they behave in kind of the same way they behaved when I was a kid, a little bit. It's not like they're completely broken. And, when they get about 16, they're all retarded all of a sudden. They get ruined somehow. The system is creating imbeciles. They seem to have lost all curiosity and all concern for anything culturally elegant. Whatever. I mean, there's some things I'm just too gapped on to have a fair commentary on. But, I just can't relate to any of it. Yeah. You hear the music they're listening to and you say, why are they leaving? Why would even somebody make that noise? It's not pleasant. They're not saying anything you can comprehend except a lot of, a lot of slang and negative slang, I guess. But nothing beautiful, nothing nice, nothing sad, nothing with any integrity at all. Just crap and shit. Shit talk. Anyway. All right, so once I start getting on the lamenting, forget it. The video is truly doomed. All right, so anyway, I do have some work to do. And the point of the video was sort of that, yes, that's one of the problems I have to solve is my personal problem with dealing with the fact that, there's a bunch of people in the future just they might say something like, well, you couldn't do better than that. What the fuck? You go to all the trouble to, spend all this time lamenting and thinking and, thanks, we appreciate that you thought about us. But you didn't do good enough because we're obviously here in shit because you failed. I don't like that. I don't, I don't like that thought. Just on a personal ape level, right? I mean, the subject is the thing that's important. It's not the fact that I'm failing to do my puzzle, solving. The fact that the puzzle won't get solved is the tragedy that means that a bunch of people in the future are going to do a lot of unnecessary and wasted and foolish and stupid suffering for nothing. Avoidable. We're close enough to avoiding it to call it avoidable, I guess is the point. So I'll surrender and just say, well, it's yeah, it's just, it's a tough racket. I'm tired. I'll make excuses. Lots of little bullshit going on, distractions, and cut me a break. or something, but whatever, it's a video, and I, I'm just disappointed, because like I said, I usually don't go the trouble to actually write notes ahead of time, and usually videos are better if I do that, but not this time, because it's because I was analyzing just the fact that it's just so simple. I mean, it's all stuck in this evolution word and understanding the context. That's all we are as machines. We're just these stupid, idiotic machines, and we're just being manipulated by, this mechanism that, see a problem, fix a problem, see a problem, fix a problem. And the brain just makes excuses, to assign itself to some project. Like I say, if you're really busy, let's say, you were burned in a fire, and you got like part of your skin is burned and half your hair is missing, and so you're very distracted, and so you're not going to worry about painting the house. But if you weren't burned in the fire, then you see that, the house needs painting, and I'm going to paint the house. So it's just, that's what I mean by the projects just fall, and you end up becoming, stuck in fixing the problem. And then there's problems where they're easy to fix, like weeding the garden, so I tend to do that, because it's easy to do, it's not very dangerous, and it's gratifying, right? Because you can do it, and then you can look at it and say, look, there's no weeds in the garden. And so sometimes you choose these things that are simple and easy, instead of doing the things that are complicated and hard. And I'm guilty of some of that. I could argue that physics is easier, than this psychology crap, trying to figure out how to talk to people and what to say and what not to say, and all of that crap is annoying because it's nuanced and nigga versus the other version, silly little tiny subtleties somehow. Ooh, that makes a big difference. And it's just, it's almost ridiculous, the bullshit that everything hinges on. And, when it comes to psychology, how you, it's not just how you, it's not just the word, but how you say it, or whether you have your finger up at the time you say it. All this shit. So I don't want to, I don't want to do that puzzle, because it's no fun. There's so many ways to take wrong paths, and it won't work, and you, You have to keep trying to figure a model of success, and it's very hard to find that model of success. I mean, you could watch other people on the internet and, you know, wonder why they're successful. Now, some it's easy to tell because they're girls and, you know, they're hot. And so you could say, okay, yeah, that's easy. Yeah, it's hard to exactly see why certain people have any appeal at all, you know, and you're just like, well, yuck. You know, I'm amazed that works on people, that person's charisma, or whatever you want to call it, has any potency, any capacity to attract an audience. But whatever, you know, it is what it is. And the fact is I don't get it, a lot of it, so I can't really, it's not going to be one of my things I'm good at, is figuring out how to conform my message or my personality to suit communication with people. Yeah. All right. But yeah, I've been working on it. yeah, that's all I could say. I am working on it. Oh, the motorcycle gang that's having a party next door, a little birthday party. They're all leaving. So we'll probably hear that. Let's see if we can hear it. All the windows are closed in the basement. So if you can hear it, it's... And this is the backyard, and they're in the way in the front. But yeah, it's usually obscenely obnoxious. So it's 11:30, and so the party's finally over. you know, and they played some sort of music that just made the same beat over and over again. Ba boom, ba boom, boom, ba boom, boom, ba boom. Over and 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 over. There they go. Rub, 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 rub. I have a motorcycle. Rub, 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 rub. It goes vroom, vroom. they're just ridiculous. And they're all, you know, I mean, I didn't think this was a thing, but they're all short men. You know, so it's all, it really is all about some sort of inadequacy, you could say. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, I mean, they're barely tall enough to get on the seat of the motorcycle. It's just kind of funny. Anyway, you're just like, oh fuck, I gotta talk to them. I actually almost got into a fight with them the other day. They had a party also 2 days ago or whatever it was. I don't want to go into it, but yes, I confronted the thug. Okay, the 250-pound thug. You know, he had a look of fear in his eyes, which was funny. I mean, he's about three times my size. But I think it's just because he's fucking retarded. I think he's actually retarded. I think that was, you know. But anyway, it's just fuck. Anyway, enough of that. So, till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. I'll call this a video. Yeah, so, I had higher hopes, so if you're disappointed, well, so what? I'm also disappointed. So fuck you.